Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. This is part two of our animal mystery. Have you been able to figure it out? Well, I am definitely still working on it. I think I know what it is, but I need a couple more clues just to make sure. Well, are you guys ready to hear part two of Ralph's adventure of waking up from the great rest to a giant earthquake? Me too. Let's go.
Ralph, what do you mean you can't fit out of there? You're the smallest one of us all, and if you can't fit, we're all gonna die in here,
shouted Ralph's uncle. It's gonna be okay, everybody. Don't worry. We'll get out of here. You see, they lived in this den during their great rest, and I think all of the shaking from the ground has closed up their exit. Ralph started to think, and he was examining that really skinny hole. He could see light on the other side, and there was nowhere else to go, so he knew exactly what to do. All right, guys, just stand back. I'm going to start scooping the dirt out with my face, and I just need your help, okay? Ralph pushed his face into the hole and started rotating his head back and forth to the left and the right, left and right. He used the front of his head and face almost like a drill in the dirt. Because remember, he doesn't have any hands to hold onto a tool to dig the hole bigger. And it was working. Ralph was able to get deeper and deeper through the hole, making it wider.
How's it going up there?
Shouted one of his family members. You see, Ralph had now dug his way through the hole and he was pretty deep in there, but he was getting closer and closer to the surface of the ground. As Ralph got closer to the exit, he flicked his tongue out. He was tasting the air. Do you know what this creature is yet? I think I do. Yes, this creature, Ralph, has a very special tongue where he can almost taste the air. He has a very special organ inside of his head called the Jacobson's organ. Can you say the Jacobson's organ? Yeah, that is where he licks the air and he pulls all the particles back there and then he can... It tastes like a person out there, shouted Ralph.
His whole family shrieked in terror. They did not like people. They were very afraid of people.
Hurry, Ralph! We gotta get out of here!
I'm almost through, shouted Ralph back to his family. And just then he poked his head through the ground he had dug his way through the hole and as he looked around, it was a little dusty, but
what are those huge monsters?
Shouted Ralph. Those were actually not monsters. They were tractors. It was a construction site, but to a young creature like Ralph, they would look like a monster. Can you imagine if you've never seen a tractor before and you saw it for the very first time? What would you think it was?
Yeah, I might think it was like a scary robot.
Or, a scary monster. Well, Ralph was able to slither out of the hole and was very scared by the tractors. So he started shaking his tail. His tail began to rattle back and forth and made a very loud sound.
Hold on a second. I think I've figured it out.
Have you?
All right, I'm going to give you the three choices. Number one, do you think it's a worm?
Number two, do you think it's a lizard?
Or number three, do you think this creature, Ralph, is a rattlesnake?
Well, all right, number one, is it a worm? I don't think worms have two teeth. I don't think they can shake their tail and make a sound. It cannot be a worm. All right. Next. Do you think it was a lizard?
I don't think so. Most lizards have hands or like legs and arms, so it's probably not a lizard. What was the last one?
A rattlesnake! Yes! Ralph and his family are rattlesnakes. They just woke up from that great hibernation, the great rest from their den underground. Yeah, rattlesnakes, they like to hibernate together in a big family group. Yes, it helps keep them safe and a little warmer. And did you know rattlesnakes are absolutely terrified of people? Yeah, that's why Ralph and his family, they gotta get out of there as fast as possible because they're very afraid of people. Okay, let's get back to the story. As Ralph carefully led all of his family out of the hole, they had to get out of there to a safer place, away from those scary tractor monsters. Ralph and his family slithered through the grass and found a much safer place far away.
Oh, well, Ralph, I'm proud of you. You did a great job in getting us out of that den. I don't know what we would have done without you.
Well, thanks, Uncle, but I was just doing what I had to do. You know, sometimes you just gotta choose to be brave, right?
Yes, you do. And choose to be brave you did.
Ralph and his family found a nice new home in some rocky outcroppings on a mountain far, far away from all the people and construction. They are going to be a whole lot more happier way out there than living by all those very scary tractors. Oh, I love tractors. Tractors are really cool to watch. Have you ever seen them like build a house before?
Yeah. With all the tractors and machines, and it is a very cool thing to watch.
Well, if you're a person, I bet it would be a very scary thing to watch if you were a snake or another creature. Well, that is the end of Ralph's great adventure after waking up from their great rest, but I think just the beginning of an exciting year ahead in their new home. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end. Yes, great job. Ralph is a Northern Pacific rattlesnake. He lives in California in the very dry places. Did you know that snakes don't have ears? Yeah, they have to use all the other senses, like their tongue. Remember, they can taste the air? And they can also feel the ground shake, and that's when they know there's trouble nearby. Whew! I'm glad that Ralph chose to be brave and got his family out of there safe and sound. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you later. Bye.